So last night we mentioned, in the middle of our discussion about Karbanos Bezman Hazeh, so we mentioned the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin about Kohanim drinking wine, and we discussed the nature of that Isser Afilu Bezman Hazeh. Are Kohanim allowed to drink wine nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash or not? So a lot of people after Maariv have had comments on that Gemara, and we're left a little bit confused, so I promised that I would clarify some of that and some of those questions and issues that people had last night. Obviously, this shiur will, as everything always does, it will directly relate to this week's parsha at the end of all of the Torah about the wine. But let's just begin with the pasuk halachas first. We have a pasuk in Parsha Shmini where the psukim tell us Yain b'shecher al teisht. Moshe Rabbeinu and Hakadosh Baruch Hu really tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron Yain b'shecher al teisht, that Aaron and his sons are not allowed to drink wine. Atu vanecha itcha b'vorachem al ol moed b'lo samusa. They are not allowed to drink wine when they come into the ol moed, into the Beis Hamikdash. If they do so, they will be chayiv misa. Chukas olam ledoroseichem, zakta ribono shalom, this is a chok. Right, it makes a lot of sense to me. You won't know how to do the avoda properly. Okay, says the Torah, it's a chok anyway. Ulahavdu ben hakodesh ben hachola ben hatorah ben hatami. This seems to be the reason for the iser, because a person who's doing avoda in the Beis HaMikdash has to really clearly be able to delineate and understand what is tahar, what is tame, what's kasher avoda, what's pasul. So he has to really have a sense clearly with him, but still the Torah says this is a chok. Fine. So this is the pasuk in Parsha Shmini, in Perek Yud Pasuk Tes. Says the Gemara, we darshan from this pasuk two separate isurim. One isur is that a kohen may not enter the Beis HaMikdash, shasu yain. He's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash when he is drunk. Number two, we learn out from this pasuk that a dayan, a rav, is not allowed to pasken a shaila, din Torah, if he is drunk. Now, Tosfos has a chiddush in Sanhedrin Daf Membeis that maybe he's allowed to pasken dini mamonis because it's not as chamer as dini nefashos. Obviously, when he's downing dini nefashos, his whole head has to be clear. But Tosfos assumes that dini mamonis, he's allowed to be drunk. It's a very shver Tosfos because, what do you mean? When he's downing dini mamonis, he also has to know what he's talking about. If I go to a din Torah, I expect that the dayan knows what he's saying. Not that he's half drunk and he doesn't understand what I'm saying. So that's a peladik of Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Membeis, but the pashup shot is a dayan is not allowed to pasken a shaila when he is drunk. The only difference between these two isurim of entering the Beis HaMikdash drunk and pasuking a shayla drunk is whether or not there would be a chiyuv misa if one goes ahead and he does it. When it comes to entering the Beis HaMikdash when one is drunk, that is a chiyuv misa, as the pasuk says, v'lo samusu. However, when it comes to lahoris es b'nei Yisrael, when it comes to actually pasuking a shayla when the person is not totally with it, he's a little bit drunk, so when it comes to that, over there we are told in the Gemara that that's not a chiyuv misa, that is just in violation of a law in the Torah. So Tosfos writes in Tainus a big chiddush. Tainus Daf Yud Zayin, Tosfos tells us that the only time a person is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash after he has drank wine, or the only time a rav is not allowed to pasken a shayla after he drinks some wine, that's only if he drinks it michutz l'suda. It's only if he drinks it outside of the context of a meal. But if he drinks it be'emsa hasuda, he's eating a first course, a second course, he has a whole meal set up, and then he drinks wine as he's eating, he's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash or pasken a shayla after he's finished. Why? Because we assume that it will get digested along with all the rest of his food, and it's not really going to throw him off so much. Similarly, the Rashbam writes in Psachim the same idea in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Rashbam tells us, although the Gemara says there's an iser for a person to drink more wine than the Dalet Kosas on Lel HaSeder, because we're concerned that maybe he'll get so drunk from the wine and he won't be able to continue to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Haggadah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, still says the Rashbam, that Isser only applies in the context, if you're drinking the wine outside of the context of a meal. But if in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, a person wants to drink some extra wine in order to spice up his meal, in order to help him digest the food, that would be permissible, because if a person, the assumption is, if a person drinks wine while he's eating, that will just get digested with the food and it won't throw him off. The Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by this Tosfos, by the Chiddush of Tosfos, and he says, we don't really find any distinction in any of the poskim or in any of the Gemaras that discuss this issue. We don't find the distinction between drinking the wine during a meal and drinking the wine outside of the context of a meal. So the Minchas Chinuch is not a big fan of this Chiddush, and he thinks that the Isser should be unequivocal. If a Rav drinks wine, or a Dayan drinks wine, or a Kohen drinks wine, they may not enter the Beis HaMikdash afterward, and the Rav may not pasken a shayla after he drinks the wine, whether it's in the context of a meal or whether it's outside of the context of a meal. The Rishonim have a big machlokes, what is the halacha if a kohen drinks wine and just enters the Beis HaMikdash without actually doing avod? Do we assume that just the entry alone, when one is not totally with himself, he doesn't totally understand what he's doing, he's drunk, and he just enters the Beis HaMikdash without doing avod, is that already a violation of this Isser? So Tosfos writes in Becharas Daf Yud Gimel that the only time this is prohibited is in a case where he goes into the Beis Hamikdash and he actually goes ahead and does an avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. But stam, if a kohen walks in, that is not a violation in and of itself. That is the opinion of Tosfos. The Ramban and Chumash also writes like that, but the Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch strongly disagree with Tosfos, and they assume no. The Isser is, like the Pasuk says, Bevoachem ala moy, just to enter the Beis Hamikdash alone, that already constitutes a violation of this Isser. You're not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash, even if you don't end up doing an Avodah, it's already Usser just the entry alone. So the Rambam says that Bizman she Beis Hamikdash hayakayim, just to give a little background to this Rambam, we all know that the Kohanim were broken up into a bunch of different groups, as we know. You didn't just have all the Kohanim coming en masse every night, every day, to do Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It would have been pandemonium. So what happened? They split up, Midrabanan, they split up the 24 Mishmaros. All the Kohanim in the world were split up into groups, and each group had their turn to come for a whole week. Now, within your week, within your Mishmar, it was further split up, it was further divided into seven different days. Seven Batei Av, as we call it. Each day was a separate base Av. Together, all the 7 days of the week added up into one big Mishmar. So the Rambam writes, so what happens when I have a base Av? Let's say my day to work in the Beis Hamikdash is on Tuesday. And now it happens to be Wednesday. So I should probably be allowed to go ahead and drink wine because it's not my turn today. Yes, it's my week, but it's not my turn. So the Rambam says no. A kohen has to be careful. When it's his week to be on, he's not allowed to drink wine any of the 7 days. It's not my turn to do avodah, says the Rambam. We have to be concerned that maybe there's not going to be enough kohanim. Maybe there's going to be such an influx of karbanos on that particular day, and they're going to have to call up the reserves. They're going to have to call up from the bullpen. So therefore, we assume if it's your week, even if it's not your particular day, the person, the kohen himself, is not allowed to drink any wine because they might have to call him as a backup. I saw of Shach as Akasha that if that is in fact the case, that we have to be concerned, like the Rambam says, that each and every day maybe I'll be called up because I'm part of that week. So Rav Shach points out that maybe on Shabbos, the Kohanim who don't work on Shabbos should actually be allowed to drink wine. Why? Says Rav Shach, because on Shabbos, what are we allowed to be makriv? You're not allowed to bring tons of karbanos. You're not allowed to bring anything that's outside of the Seder Hayom. On Shabbos, we only allow karbanos tibur. Shabbos is a malacha to shech the behemah. Shabbos is a malacha to go and burn the fat on the mizbeach. So why do we allow it? Answer is, because only karbanos tibur is allowed to be brought on Shabbos. Therefore, the Abiezer of Shach points out, we know from the get-go which karbanos we're going to bring on Shabbos. There's no chashash that we're going to run out of kohanim. There's no such concern. Everybody knows before Shabbos begins how many karbanos are going to be brought. So why should we have to think that all the thousands of kohanim from the whole week might be called up to the reserves? It's impossible. Can't be. It's not going to happen. You'll say maybe they'll all become tamei. It's very unlikely. So that's why the Abiezer has this kasha on the Rambam. If the Rambam is in fact correct, that even when it's not your day, you have to also be careful not to drink wine, well then what's going to be with Shabbos? An interesting point to think about. So all of this was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Kohanim actually used to be on call, when they used to be on duty. But what's the halacha b'zman hazeh? So this is what we began to discuss last night. For all the Kohanim in the room, it is something that we have to be careful to pay attention to. Why? Because the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin has a machlokis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, what is the din bizman hazeh? Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, what is the halacha with regard to Kohanim drinking wine? Should we assume, like the Chachamim say, mehera yibana beis hamikdash, that yes, the beis hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, and since the beis hamikdash, there's a strong possibility, there's a likelihood that the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, so we all, Kohanim, have to be careful not to drink wine, because maybe they'll be called up, and then they're going to be intoxicated, they're not going to be able to drink, they're not going to be able to do avodah. So that's what the Chacham say. And Rebbe says, no, that's a little bit far-fetched, because yes, we do assume that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt one day, but we don't have to assume it's going to happen tomorrow. It's been so many thousands of years. The Lashon that Rebbe uses, takanasam kalkalasam, kalkalasam takanasam, that's sin, I said it backwards, that since we've been so long in the Gullus, we've done so many bad things, that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for so many years, so that's our Takana, that's what allows us to drink wine even bizman hazeh, because it's been so long and we don't have to assume that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come by today or tomorrow, and by the time it comes around, everyone's going to be already sobered up. So that is the machlokis in the Gemara. So what's the halacha l'maisa? The Rambam paskins l'halacha, like the Shita of Rebbe, not like the Chachamim, that we assume that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for so many years, we don't have to worry that maybe it will be rebuilt tomorrow, And therefore, even Kohanim Bizmanazeh are allowed to drink wine. Okay, so there's a lot of questions that one can ask, but one question that many people were bothered with last night was the following. We do know over here that the Chachamim and Rebbe are possibly concerned whether or not a Kohen is allowed to drink wine Bizmanazeh, because maybe he'll be called up and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt tomorrow, and he's not going to be ready to do the avod. Frek Toisus and Tainus Daf Yud Zayin. I have a much more fundamental issue. Did you ever have a dead mouse in your house? I assume everybody's had it at some point. Okay? I assume everybody's had it. Now, who cleans it up? The man cleans it up, right? The man always cleans it up. Nu, so if you're a Kohen, are you allowed to be Matami to a dead mouse? No, that's Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Nevelet. What? Kohen cannot be Matami to a Sheretz. Oh. So there's no Isser, but a Kohen is not allowed to go ahead and do Avod. He's going to be Tame. Right? Okay, but still, so what happens? How you let it ever be Matami to a dead mouse? How come we're not careful about that? Why don't you say your wife should carry out the mouse? Because maybe if you touch the mouse, Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt an hour later. You're not going to have a chance. You're going to need Harav Shemesh, right? You're going to go to the mikveh. You're going to need Harav Shemesh. Fractosis, what are you going to do about that? Why is the Gemara only discussing the problem of drinking wine? What about the problem of being Matami to a dead sheretz, a dead nevela? Oh, so Emphatosis, very good. So Tosis' answer is that Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. Why are we not concerned with the fact that a person might be Matami himself to a dead mouse, to a dead sheretz? The answer is, we have a klal from the beginning of Yevamos, and the Gemara discusses it in many different places. Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. We have the right to assume that when the whole tzibur is going to be Tame anyway, so we're matir a person to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash, although he is a Tame anyway. Now, one second. So let's just finish off. So Tosis says this klal. This is why we don't have to be concerned about Tumah. However, when it comes to being drunk, the Menchas Chinuch says that even b'di'evit, if a person is drunk and there's nobody else in the world who could do the avodah, there's no coin in the world who's sober, says the Menchas Chinuch, that we would never permit a person to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash drunk, even if there was no other option. Why? If there's no other option and everybody's tameh, so then we allow a tameh to do the avodah. If there's no other option and everybody's drunk, we do not allow the avodah to be carried out. Why not? So the Menchas Chinuch points out, because number one, we have this iser of yayin v'shecher al teisht. Number two, we have an Isra of Mara Migdash. It's not covered to the Beis HaMikdash if you're going to walk in, you know, drunk and not knowing what you're doing. So therefore, the Menchas Chinuch says we would not allow. Now, this answer of Tosis is a very questionable answer, and that is for the following reason. The Pnei Yeshua writes in the Sugyas of Chanukah, in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, a very famous Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Why do Rabbanu Shalom have to make a miracle on Chanukah and give us Shem and Tahar? Why do you have to do that? I Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. Right? Famous Kasha, all the Achronim are bothered with this. What? Oh, so it's only Tumas Mes, that's the Aruch Laner, already has that Kasha on Tosis and Tainus. It's only Tumas Mes, how do you say Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur? Very good Kasha. But even without that, so how do we get around this problem? Frekta Pnei Yeshua, why don't you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do the miracle of Chanukah because Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. If we have no other option, there's no oil around to do the Avodah, so you can do it with the Tamei. Zakav Yosef Engel and many other Achronim, the answer to that is that when it comes, you're right, sometimes we allow B'di'evet Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. But we're coming to be mechanech lebeis hamikdash for the first time, like on Chanukah. This was the first opportunity that we were mechanech lemizbeach. We reinstituted the whole idea of akravas karbanos and avod in the beis hamikdash. Then everything has to be perfect. You can't start off on a bidyevet foot. When you're starting something off, the first step to any process that you're doing has to be absolutely 100% perfect. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel answers. Yes, tumah hutcher b'tzibur, but that's only when we have a functioning beis hamikdash, and now we're stuck. But if we're getting the Beis HaMikdash off the ground, then we can't start it off on a B'di'evet. We can't start it off by having a Shemen that is Tameh. Along the same lines, we find that the Rishonim ask in Yuma Daf Chaf Dalet, an interesting Ha'ara, that it says in the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloscha, it says, Ba'aloscha es Haneiros, right? It's talking to Aaron HaKohen. Frek the Rishonim, we paskin la halacha that halacha is ksheir bizar. Even a non-Kohen is allowed to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So why does the Pasuk say, Ba'aloscha es Haneiros? Why Aaron HaKohen? Anyone's allowed to do it. So that's the Rishonim's Kasha in Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. So some of the Rishonim, as quoted in the Meshech Chachma, explain that no, because that B'haloscha Saneros was the first time the menorah was ever being lit. So we can't do B'di'evit and say, oh, any Yisrael, any Tzar is allowed to do it. The first time we're lighting the menorah, that has to be done al yidei Aaron HaKohen. He has to be the one to consecrate the menorah, he has to be the one to get it off on the right foot, all the L'chatchila is involved, and we can't go for B'di'evet. So that's what the Ragat Shavah writes also in the Tzafanus Paneach on the Rambam. That's the pshat why we say B'haloscha Saneris has to be done Ayidei Aaron. The Ran writes the same idea. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Omer Sheikrivi Yisrael Bamidbar, Mehechan Ikriv, I'm sorry, Bechnisas and Laretz. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, where did they get the Karban Omer from? So what's the Gemara's problem? Why is this such an issue? Don't we paskin that even if you take stalks of wheat, of barley, whatever the Omer was made from, even if you take them from Eber HaYarden, that's also Kasher B'diyeved? So what's the Gemara's whole Shaila? Omer Sheikrivi Yisrael Bechnisas and Laretz. When Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, which carbon armor did they bring? What's the problem? You're allowed to take from anywhere. So, says the Ran, no. The Gemara's suffix over here is because that was the first armor they were ever makruv. First one has to be perfect. Yes, but the Yevad, we paskin on a regular year that you're allowed to be makruv the carbon armor, even from Chutz Laretz, even from Eber HaYarden. But the first time? The first time you're going to do it, but the Yevad, says the Ran, that's unacceptable. And this is also the Shemi Shmuel writes this on this week's Parsha. Beautiful Ara when he talks about what is the idea of a Bensorah Mara? So he points out that why do we take the idea of the Bensorah Mara so seriously? No, he stole a little money, he drank a little wine, he's partying a little bit, so you never met a teenager who was partying, says the Shemi Shmuel, the son of the Abnei Nezer. No. Ba'asher HaReishis Shalom Kukeles, since the beginning of his adulthood, he's now 13 years old. Bensorah Mara can only be the first 3 months of his adult life, so he says, since the beginning is messed up and he's off, if the beginning of his adult life is not going to be off on the right foot, if he's not going to start off perfect, everything's going to be off from there. Right? It's like if you build a building and the foundations are just a drop off, then if you get 5-10 feet off the ground, it's going to be going in a totally different direction. So then he says, says the Shemi Shmuel, a person has to be careful in every beginning that he begins on his own. He has to be careful that it's perfect. Reishis ba lechal mitzvos biyosef ben yugimel, when he turns bar mitzvah and he starts his adult life, he has to be careful that he gets up on the right foot. V'chein biyosef adam shalem alidei hanisuin, when a person begins a marriage, also he has to make sure to start it perfectly. Then he ends and he says, v'chein b'chal shana, reishis hashana rosh hashana v'yom kippur v'sukkis, the beginning of the year. Why do we start off the year on such an intense note? Why do we start with the rosh hashana and kippur v'sukkis? So he says, because we have to start off the year b'tshuva v'dveikus v'yimashach achar zeh kol hashana kula. Then he asks, why do we wake up in the morning and right away put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, daven? I'm half sleeping. What's going on? Why am I waking up kivasikin and doing all these mitzvahs? Why don't you give me a time? Give me a chance. Why don't I come to shul 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm awake? I've been doing business all day. Says the Shemi Shmuel, no. Because if you don't get your day started off right on the perfect foot with all those mitzvahs, then the whole day is going to be off. And that's the story they say from the Belzer Rebbe as well, that when a bachar bar mitzvah used to bench the first night after his bar mitzvah, so he would tell him, fill up the kos all the way, bench ala kos and drink the whole thing. Why? Because Ruba Kukula, yes, we paskim a diyeved that you could just drink Ruba Kos, but that's only b'diyeved. The first time you're going to bench for mezumin with a kos, you're only going to do b'diyeved? You're only going to drink half the cup? The Belzer Rebbe used to say, no, everybody should do lechatchila, lechatchila, right in the beginning, make sure you get it off on the right foot. So anyway, coming back to this Gemara in Tainus, so Taisa says, Tum Hutcha B'tzibur, well, if all these Makaras are correct, then in fact we assume when you come to a rachis, when you come to a beginning, to a consecration, you have to do it absolutely perfect. We don't take b'diyeveds, so then what's Tosis' answer here? Tosis asks the Kasha, why are we not concerned with Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Nevela? Why aren't we concerned that a coin is going to pick up a dead mouse? Answer is, Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. Yeah, so therefore, this is the Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. This is the first time we're doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the first thing we're doing. A coin stepping in, he's going to be tummy with a Tumas Nevela, Tumas Sheretz. How can that be? So that's the Kasha that Rabbi Pesach Frank leaves off with on the whole idea of this Tosis. As you said, there's a bigger Kasha that the Aruch HaNer asks. The only time we assume the principle of Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur applies is when it's actually a Tumah of Tumas Meis, but not by Tumas Nevela and Tumas Sheretz. So that's a bigger problem. But basically, Kohanim, we assume, are allowed to drink wine Bizman Azed, but the Rambam says if the Kohen actually knows when his Mishmar is, if he has a Ksav Yichus from back way back when his ancestors knew when they used to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Rambam says that whole week he's actually not allowed to drink. I assume most Kohanim in the room probably do not know, do not have a Ksav Yichus, but if anybody does, you have to be a little bit careful, huh?